The dental industry is experiencing something completely counterintuitive right now. While 82% of consumers are cutting back on spending, dental practices using modern marketing strategies are actually growing their patient base.
That's fascinating, because you'd expect dental care to be one of the first things people cut back on during tough economic times. What's driving this unexpected trend?
Well, here's what's really interesting. According to the ADA Health Policy Institute, about 69% of adults are still prioritizing their annual dental visits. But the practices that are thriving aren't just getting lucky. They're completely revolutionizing how they connect with patients.
So, what exactly are these successful practices doing differently?
They're taking a really sophisticated approach to digital marketing and patient communication. Instead of just running basic ads, they're creating targeted campaigns that specifically address people's biggest concerns right now: cost, convenience, and quality of care.
That makes sense. I imagine people are much more careful about where they spend their healthcare dollars these days.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really interesting. These practices are using data analytics to track everything from website engagement to conversion rates on appointment bookings. Some are even implementing AI-powered chatbots to capture leads 24/7.
Now, that's something I wouldn't have expected in traditional dentistry. How are patients responding to all this technology?
You know, that's the surprising part. Patients are actually embracing it, especially when it comes to things like online scheduling and digital communication. But here's the real game changer. Many practices are now offering in-house membership plans, like our IllumiTrack software, that work like a Netflix subscription for dental care.
Tell me more about these membership plans. How do they actually work?
So patients pay a set monthly fee and get all their preventive care included, plus significant discounts on other treatments. It's completely disrupting the traditional insurance model, and some practices are seeing 30 to 40% of their patient base switch to these plans.
That's quite a shift from the traditional model. What about practices that haven't adapted to these changes?
Well, that's where things get concerning. Practices without a strong digital presence are becoming essentially invisible to new patients. But here's what's fascinating. The successful practices are using content marketing to educate patients about everything from treatment options to payment plans.
So they're really taking a comprehensive approach to patient education and transparency. What other strategies are proving effective?
One particularly successful approach is creating targeted content that answers specific questions people are searching for online. Things like, how much does Invisalign really cost? Or, what should I expect during a root canal? This content serves multiple purposes. It improves their search engine rankings and builds trust with potential patients.
That's really smart because it captures people right when they're actively searching for dental information.
Exactly. And they're also using sophisticated email campaigns to stay connected with existing patients. But here's what's really clever. They're using data analytics to identify patients who might be at risk of leaving the practice and proactively reaching out with specialized offers.
Looking at all these strategies together, what do you think this means for the future of dental practices?
I think we're seeing the emergence of a new model of dental practice, one that combines clinical excellence with sophisticated business strategies. The practices that are thriving aren't just good at dentistry. They're good at running modern, patient-centered businesses.
That's such an important observation. It's not just about surviving the current economic uncertainty, but about building more resilient practices for the future.
And you know what's really encouraging? These changes ultimately benefit patients too. Better communication, more payment options, and easier access to care. These are improvements that will last well beyond any economic downturn. It's really transforming how dental care is delivered and received.